To the point. Why is it a greater sin to not forgive than to wrong someone?
The Lord has taught, ye ought to forgive one another, for he that forgiveth not his brother his trespasses standeth condemned before the Lord, for there remaineth in him the greater sin. I, the Lord, will forgive whom I will forgive, but of you it is required to forgive all men. When we withhold our forgiveness, we are placing our limited judgment above the Lord's perfect judgment. He has a perfect view of people's hearts and circumstances, and judgment belongs to Him alone. He will ultimately deal out perfect justice and perfect mercy to all, both those who wrong others and those who are wronged. In addition, by requiring us to forgive, the Lord is helping us to choose happiness over misery, to abandon our bitter grudges and resentments, and receive healing through His grace. Then we discover that, as Elder Kevin R. Duncan of the 70 has reminded us, the Savior's atonement is not just for those who need to repent. It is also for those who need to forgive.
What is the Church's view on depression, and how should I deal with depression?
Everyone feels down from time to time. And the restored gospel of Jesus Christ and the support of family, leaders, and others can help us again find comfort, joy, and peace. But church leaders have acknowledged that severe depression or major depressive disorder, MDD, is a much more serious condition that can interfere with a person's ability to function fully. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles suggested several things to do if you're facing extreme depression. Don't lose faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Do the things that bring the Spirit into your life. Pray, study the Scriptures, and so on. Seek counsel from parents and priesthood leaders. Obtain priesthood blessings. Take the sacrament every week and hold fast to the promises of Jesus Christ's atonement. Watch for stress indicators such as fatigue, and then make changes. If your problem persists, talk to parents or priesthood leaders about seeking the advice of a certified professional with good values. See Jeffrey R. Holland, October 2013 General Conference.
End of the section, To the Point. Read by Noah Strongin, Van Farnworth, Van Johansson, and Wesley Nelson.